8:14 now. We welcome back Dr. B. Good to talk to Dr. Brent Wallace. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing great. How about you?
Real good. Thank you, Dr. B. Dr. Brent Wallace, the Chief Medical Officer at People's Health. And today we're talking about the importance of taking medications on time and as prescribed. But, Dr. B, a lot of times that's easier said than done.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be very difficult, especially if you're on a lot of different medications. But you really want to try to follow the instructions that your doctor gives you because it's really important for your health.
That's called medication adherence?
Yeah, that's what we call it. And it's really, you know, when we send a prescription into the pharmacy and they fill it, they put very specific instructions on the bottle. And that's really how we want you to take the medication. And we call that medication adherence.
I guess it wouldn't be a bad idea to review every now and then, huh? Because if you're taking the same thing over and over and over, you might forget. And it's a good idea to review on the bottle what it tells you.
Yeah, absolutely. You may have to put your glasses on because they make it pretty small, but it's important words.
Yeah, I'm wearing the wrong glasses today. You shouldn't have said that. Why is it so important to take medication correctly?
Yeah, really, it's if you skip a dose of your medication, it may make that treatment less effective, and that is going to worsen your health conditions, things like diabetes and high blood pressure. So you have to be very careful. There can be a lot of real serious consequences if you don't take the medications correctly or if you take too little. If you take too much, your body may not be able to handle it, and you can develop worsening side effects or really detriments to your health.
What are some examples of taking medicine incorrectly?
So we see all sorts of things, but if your doctor tells you to take one pill by mouth twice a day, that's exactly what they mean, once in the morning and once at night. It would be wrong if you take both pills at the same time in the morning or you decide you're only going to take one pill, and it's absolutely never a good idea to just stop taking your medication altogether without talking to your doctor first.
We're talking to Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about the importance of taking your medications on time and as prescribed. So some reasons maybe why people don't take them as they are prescribed. Like, for example, if a patient were to come in and say, I feel fine, I don't need to take my medication, what would you say?
Yeah, that's a popular one. We hear that a lot. But keep in mind that you probably feel fine because your medication is working. It doesn't mean that you should stop it. Most medications for chronic diseases need to be taken continuously.
Why did you give me this medicine, Doc? Because I got a sore, because your shoulder was sore? Why'd you stop taking the medicine? My shoulder doesn't hurt. But now it's starting to hurt again. Well, that's why I gave you the medicine. So round and round we go. I don't like to take my medication because of the side effects.
Yeah, this is a real problem sometimes. So a lot of medications can have side effects, and most are relatively mild, but you always want to talk to your doctor because we can sometimes either change the way you take the medicine, for example, taking it with water or maybe taking it with milk or a little bit of food, maybe taking it a different time of the day, or we may need to change your medication completely to avoid those side effects. But don't just stop it and not talk to your doctor.
What about people that say the medications are too expensive to fill?
Yeah, this is a huge problem right now. Again, you want to speak to your doctor about it. There are usually lower cost alternatives. Generic medications cost less than the brands. So you want to speak with your doctor about what your options are. And then if you have Medicare, you want to look into something called Extra Help. It's a program that actually can lower your out-of-pocket drug cost for people that have limited resources or limited income. And you can apply for that Extra Help through the Social Security office or even online.
At ssa.gov/extrahelp, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. What about people that often say they don't understand how to take the medication?
Yeah, that's a real problem, too. And I think that is usually either there's so much going on in an appointment that you don't hear what your doctor's saying, or maybe the doctor didn't explain it well enough for you. So you can always call your doctor's office back or speak to the pharmacist. The pharmacist is a great resource for explaining why you're taking your medications and how you should take it. And the other thing to think about, when you're on a lot of medications, multiple meds, it can be really hard trying to time it out. And so don't be afraid to ask your doctor or the pharmacist for a simplification. They can sometimes combine medications into one pill so you're not taking so much at one time.
What about people having a hard time getting to the pharmacy?
Yeah, there are options for that. There's definitely home delivery, which really helps. They actually can deliver directly to your house or ship it to your house, so you don't have to worry about going to the pharmacy. And then the other thing I always encourage people to do is ask for a long-term supply of their medication. So rather than just 30 days, where you've got to figure out how to get it every month, ask for 90 days, because there's going to be more time in between the refills.
Is it often a problem for people when they get the prescription filled, the medication looks different than before, and they might be afraid to take it?
Yeah, this happens pretty often. Actually, it just happened to me a couple of weeks ago. And sometimes the pill can be, you know, round and orange, and suddenly it'll be a square and white. And that can be pretty scary for people because they don't know if the wrong medication got filled. What happens is different generic drug manufacturers may be used, and they may have a different size pill. So whenever you see a change in your type of pill, you want to talk to the pharmacist and confirm that it was filled correctly, just to make sure you're taking the right medication.
All right, let's take a break. It's 8:20, time for traffic now. We're talking to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer for People's Health, about the importance of taking your medications on time and as prescribed. When we come back, we'll talk about some tips for sticking to a medication routine. Right now, let's look at traffic on WWL. 8:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, about the importance of taking your medications on time and as prescribed, which can be easier said than done. But now, Doc, you got some tips for us on sticking to a medication routine?
Yeah, there's a couple of things you can do, or you really should do, to make sure you're taking your meds as you should. And kind of the first one is to keep your bottles where you can see them. If you tuck them away in a drawer, you're probably going to forget to take them. So maybe put them on your nightstand or a bathroom counter where you'll see them and you'll be sure to take them. And some people use pill boxes. If you choose a pill box that's really brightly colored, that's going to also draw your attention. And I really like the pill boxes with daily compartments in them. So they'll have Monday through Sunday. You can fill them with the pills you need to take. And then if you're not sure if you took one, you can look in the box and you'll see, you know, if it's empty, you know you took it. And another thing some people do, especially with complex regimens of medication, is keep a calendar. It can be a digital calendar or on paper, just to make sure that you're taking the meds. You just check them off whenever you take them. It also allows you to kind of record any side effects you may have so you can talk to your doctor about those.
Documentation is really important, huh? Keeping a record of it, because you can get all jumbled up when you go to the doctor.
Exactly. And we love that when you come in and actually have a list for us saying, hey, these are all the things that happened. What can you do to help me?
What other tips do you have, Doc?
Yeah, the other thing that's really helpful is take your medications at the same time every day. And you can do that if you kind of pair it with a daily activity so you don't forget. So you're going to be brushing your teeth maybe every morning or at night or hopefully both. And so you can take your pills when you brush your teeth. And then, you know, maybe you drink coffee in the morning. You can keep them by your coffee maker, and that way you make your coffee and take your pills. One is going to remind you to do the other, and that's called habit stacking. And then another thing that's really useful, everybody has a cell phone. It's usually on them all the time. You can set reminder alarms on your cell phone, and there are even some apps you can download, free apps, that will actually help you manage your medications and make sure that you're taking them. And then this is really important, and this is when you get to that point where you're like, oh no, I don't have any more medications, I forgot to refill them. Many pharmacies have reminder programs that you can opt into, and they'll either text you or call you or email you to tell you that it's time to get your refills before you actually run out. What I choose to do is an auto refill program and then mail order on top of that. So that way you don't have to think about it. It comes automatically to you, or they call you with your new refill as soon as you're out. So that's great.
I found that pill box with the daily compartments is good for that, too, because as you're working 7 days ahead, right? So you know if you're going to get run out of something and you can get ahead of it.
Yeah, while you're filling that week, if all of a sudden you run out on a Wednesday, you need to make sure you get to the pharmacy that week.
Yep, thank you, Doc. A pleasure as always. Some very valuable information there. Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health. You can find out more about People's Health by visiting the People's Health Medicare Center. That's in Metairie at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Located between North Causeway Boulevard and Trader Joe's, appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. And you're going to want to remember that, because here we are August 20th, and before you know it, it's going to be Medicare open enrollment knocking on the door. You can also go to the website at peopleshealth.com or give us a call at 800-978-9765. That's how you get in touch with People's Health, peopleshealth.com, or call them at 800-978-9765. If you missed any of this, you can use the Odyssey app and use the rewind feature. We'll talk to Mike Haas when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.